Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. As several other states look back on old unsolved murders in search of possible links to that recent serial killing arrest on Long Island, New York.
CBS News has learned investigators believe one of the young women allegedly murdered by Rex Huerman was killed in his house in Massapequa Park on Long Island. Huerman shared the home with his wife and two adult children. Investigators believe they were away when the murder was allegedly committed.
CBS News correspondent Wendy Gillette near Tulsa. Police have found four bodies, a mother and three children. One of the possibilities they are checking, murder-suicide. On the Weather Watch, that huge heat dome over much of the country.
The biggest concern right now is what's known as heat stroke. It can be deadly. It's when your body temperature exceeds 103 degrees. Symptoms include nausea. In worst cases, confusion and loss of consciousness. Officials are saying if you experience any of those symptoms, to call 911 immediately.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti in Phoenix, which has been at 110 or higher for some 3 weeks. Meantime, up north, as Minnesota's drought worsens, water restrictions could be coming. Richard Rowland is with St. Paul Water Services, says a good rain would help, but
in the event that does not happen, we're ready to commence to the next step and seeking cooperation with our customers.
In Eastern Europe, Poland is moving military formations from the west to the eastern part of the country due to possible threats related to the Russian mercenary Wagner Group's presence in neighboring Belarus. In sports, rejoicing in and around Washington, D.C., the NFL Commanders are sold to a new big-money ownership group, ending a quarter century of Dan Snyder.
We're excited. It's going to be a great season and a great future.
I hope it's a return to greatness.
We know we might not make the Super Bowl next year, although maybe we got a great defense.
The Teamsters will resume contract negotiations with United Parcel next week. Talks broke down about 2 weeks ago as both sides walked away from talks, blaming each other. Efren Esparza is a UPS worker in L.A.
We're not asking for the whole turkey. We're just asking for a turkey leg. We want to seat at that dinner table. We help put that turkey on that table. Give us a seat. That's it.
A South Florida jury reached a pretty quick verdict in the case of a little girl who was burned by a McNugget. CBS's Jen Clark with that.
The Broward County jury took only 2 hours to deliberate, but the $800,000 ruling was much less than the $15 million the family had asked for. The girl's parents sued the local McDonald's as well as the franchise owner, claiming that they were served an unreasonably hot McNugget. The girl dropped the 200-degree nugget in her lap in the backseat of her mom's car, which resulted in second-degree burns on her leg.
Asian and Pacific markets are mixed. Futures markets in this country are slightly higher. Dow futures now up about 50 points. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows dip down to about 54 overnight under clear skies, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 81, mainly sunny. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 57. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
I saw it go. Who's the most fun to drink with of the Republican lawmakers? I saw it go. Todd Alba did decide to text us. Who's fun to get a drink with in the GOP?
Fantastic.
Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Should we eliminate income taxes for retirees? What impact would this have on your life? 844-967-2789. Should we eliminate income taxes for people who are 67 and older? I would love to hear from you as far as what benefits it would have for you personally, but also, I guess, the bigger economic reason we should or should not do this, because there, as of this week, there has been a new proposal that promises to do just that. And we briefly touched on it yesterday during Greg's roundup, and I had seen the article, and then I went back and read it, and you know, it's not something that's on its face. I'm like, no, we shouldn't do this. I don't know if it does exactly what it says it will, because, we'll just back up a little bit before we get into it a little bit. Jane Matinere, you're much closer to retirement age than I am.
That's
and
true.
So is this something that you would be in favor of?
Well, I have not looked that deeply into it.
Okay.
But of course, when someone tells you, well, we're gonna lower your taxes because you're old, that doesn't seem bad to me.
but you're like, I don't hate that.
I don't hate that. Honestly. But when we're talking about what you earn, you know, how much you earn and who gets the most savings and things like that, I guess I'm still murky on those details.
Yeah. So would love to hear from you, I guess, just on its face. I will get into some of the details that have been released so far, but would love to hear your thoughts on whether or not Wisconsin should eliminate income taxes for retirees. And, you know, I think we have a fair amount of people who listen to the show live who maybe are already retired. So would love to hear from you as far as how much of an impact this would have for you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. But basically, more of the details are that two Republican lawmakers released a proposal on Monday that would eliminate nearly all state taxes on retirement income for Wisconsin residents. So the two authors are Representative David Steffen of Green Bay and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara of Appleton. And it's basically a new optional retirement income tax exemptions for taxpayers 67 or older. Individual filers would be exempt from paying taxes on the first 100,000 of their annual retirement income, while married and joint filers would see a tax exemption for the first 150,000. So like if you have a massive 401k that I guess you're making more than that per year, you still would have, you would still pay some taxes, but it's on that first 100,000 or 150,000 that would be exempt. And so it's basically tax exemptions for IRAs, 401k plans, 403b plans, pensions, as well as other qualified retirement plans under federal tax codes. And so it should be noted that income is already exempt, like Social Security and military earnings are already exempt from income taxes in Wisconsin. So, and that that would, in this bill, those would not go towards the earning caps established in the proposal. So it's basically what you're paying with the taxes you're paying on your IRAs and 401ks and everything like that as of right now. And so, you know, the arguments for this are, in, according to the two authors, is that it would retain Wisconsin retirees by bringing the state in line with neighbors. I guess Illinois, Iowa, and Pennsylvania also don't tax retirement incomes from these retirement plans.
Okay.
And that part I totally get. That makes a lot of sense to me. I'm less clear on the direct line between their other argument in, is that this would attract new employees.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that. So in 35 years, when you're done working, you'll get a break.
Yeah. And it, like, it's like, why wouldn't you just move to a, like, once you're done working, what would stop you from just moving to a place that already has one of these things if that was the motivator versus I'm going to move there now for a benefit 20 or 30 years from now?
Yeah.
And so that's the only thing that I'm kind of like, well, I don't see the connection there, but I certainly think this is a good thing for retirees. And I don't know. I don't hate it.
it's almost hard to say that, isn't it? It's, I don't hate a proposal. It's amazing. it's kind of amazing. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Paul from Kenosha is joining us. Good morning, Paul. What do you think?
Hi. I really question the logic of it because, you know, you could spin various hypotheticals like, what if the population suddenly becomes significantly seniorized because industries are moving south and whatnot? Then are you now having very little state income because you're not charging people who are retired? Where you then have to make that up with, say, a sales tax, which is a very punitive, regressive tax. And also, I think you already touched on some of it, too. There needs to be kind of like a means test in there where it's like, okay, if you're making over $100,000, that's a ton of retirement income.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so to exclude that first portion, I mean, half your population doesn't, you know, or more, does not even make $100,000, and they all have to pay income tax. So why wouldn't you have someone who's making a six-figure income pay some degree of income tax on that?
It's a really good point. Thanks so much for the call, Paul. And he brings up a point that I'm still hesitant to bring up, but we're going to go there because I don't want this to come off as callous, but we already have a disproportionate aging population compared to other states. The country as a whole has it. Yes. Like the country as a whole has an aging population, and our ratio of retirees to working people is quickly declining. Right. And so how do I say, I'm saying this as someone who, you know, people who are 67 and older, those are our parents. Those are our grandparents. We love them very dearly. But from an economic standpoint, what is the argument for wanting like a robust retiring population? Because to me, if we incentivize people who are retiring or who are retirement age to live here and we don't have aggressive policies to have working age people live here, that feels like a disaster waiting to happen when it comes to our healthcare system and our like service, like our elderly care service, which is already
a mess.
And so like, if we don't have people and systems in place to take care of an aging population, is it a great idea to necessarily incentivize a growing or retaining that aging population?
Are you old and sick? Come to Wisconsin.
Yeah. We can't promise we can take care of you, exactly. But you don't have to pay taxes.
Well, you don't have to pay. Exactly. So there's the perk. Might be living, be staying under a bridge, but you know, it'll be a bridge.
Well, and you'll, you know, and so that's kind of what I see is this. And I think the quote from the Journal Sentinel article that talked about this is talking about how much people who are retired, you know, they spend money on restaurants or housing or in their community. And by keeping these retirees in Wisconsin, we will see an economic benefit, which is sure. Like, but that's an argument for population period, right? Like,
sure.
It's not, I don't know if people who are retired spend a disproportionate, like more of their income on spending it in their communities than any of us do when we're going to restaurants and going to theater and doing just living our lives, right?
Well, I get the feeling that they have this image of this 67 to 71 year old person looks like the Golden Bachelor.
Yes.
That's who they're shooting for, and that's who they think we're going to attract with this, not the actual 67 or 71 year old who has pre-existing conditions, who needs care, who may need hospice, yeah, ultimately. And so I think there's a lot to work out yet on this.
And maybe, and we got a comment on the YouTube live stream from Michael Hitpass. He comments a lot. I don't know if I pronounce his last name correctly, though. He says $100,000 is too high. Most people don't make $100,000 while they're working, much
seriously,
less in retirement.
Seriously.
So maybe the goalpost is not correct right now, as far as especially if it's already your Social Security and military earnings and stuff like that's already not being taxed. I'm so far away from retirement that like I don't know what people are typically making, like once they're taking payments out and from their plans and plus with Social Security, plus whatever investments, and like what the average retired person, what their budget looks like every month.
Right.
So that's why I would love to hear from people who, you know, maybe are already retired or are much closer to it than obviously I am, of how would this impact you? 844-967-2789. You know, especially for people who are snowbirds who are, you know, thinking about leaving and leaving Wisconsin, like, does this change anything? But also the bigger question of, without being callous, but is it good for an economy to attract and retain an aging population without having a plan to have people there to take care of them?
It's not callous.
Is that not offensive? Okay. I'm just making sure. I'm not trying to be ageist here.
I would tell you.
Thank you, Jane. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to keep the conversation going, take your calls and your text messages, and give away two more Brewers tickets. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
A.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show. July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11.
7:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 57. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies again tomorrow, high of 81. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 60. 82 Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 84 Sunday, chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
3, 4, 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are having the discussion about a new proposal in the Wisconsin legislature that would make basically your retirement plans tax-free for people who are 67 or older. And getting your thoughts on whether or not this is a good idea, if it's a good idea for the economy, if it's a good idea for you personally, 844-967-2789. And we want to make sure that we get to your texts and your calls. But before we do that, we do have two more tickets for the Brewers that we're giving away. And so I want to set that up as well. The tickets are for Saturday's game at 6:15 p.m. against the Atlanta Braves. And a reminder that you can always hear the Brewers by tuning into Civic Media's flagship Brewer station, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM throughout the Fox Valley. And you can also catch the Brewers on WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. So at the end of this segment, I will give the next trivia question. It's about the Braves. So get your fingers ready.
And your Google fingers ready
as well. So we will give that away in the next 6 minutes. But do we have a call?
We do.
About the topic at hand?
We do. 844-967-2789. Rob, our friend from Port Edwards. Good morning, Rob. What do you think about this proposal?
Good morning. The conspiracy theorist in me thinks it's a good way for the Republican Party to gin up the base. If you start to turn the state into Florida, okay, the one of the earlier callers was right on as far as the tax base. You know, if you have these retirees and they're knocking down serious money on retirement, they're not going to be paying the taxes. That money has to come from someplace. Red property tax bills, well, that's not going to fly. So now you're going to go to maybe wheel tax, but for sure sales tax, and that's going to hurt a lot of folks that are down at the low end. I just retired. I'm going to be 68. I have 50 years of labor hard in, and so I'm just doing Social Security and my small city of Milwaukee pension, and I don't pay taxes. So this bill to me is transparent. It doesn't matter. I don't make $100,000 a year. And so all they're going to do is bring folks in that don't want to pay taxes. They aren't going to vote for people that want to improve infrastructure, education, mass transit, those things that really are going to make the state stand up proud. No, they're going to want to be in their fishing boats and in their, you know, leisurely deck sipping Mai Tais and not spending any tax money, right? That's my thought. I you know, it may sound conspiracy flighted, but it's pretty obvious.
We have a text that kind of goes along with what you just said, Rob, too. If you want to check in, thanks a lot, Rob. 844-967-2789 from the 414. As a retiree, I obviously don't have a problem paying less in taxes, but I wonder if this isn't pandering to a group that has voted strongly Republican and is now starting to realize that Republicans really aren't working for them and considering alternatives. It may sound like I don't trust Republicans. Yeah, you got that right.
That's super interesting. I mean, it's interesting to have people who are retired,
exactly,
both Rob and the texter, be like, well, this doesn't really affect me.
It's like the Republican tax cut for the wealthiest people. This is a break for rich people.
So this is a break for people who are retired, who've planned well.
Yes, inherited it well.
Or inherited well. That is also true. Because it's interesting. Simultaneously, I knew that I wanted to talk about this, but I saw in there's an Axios poll out of how many people feel like younger people feel like retirement is just out of reach.
Never going to happen.
And so this was a survey conducted this month. And so 80% of respondents agreed that the point of working hard your adult life is to have a nice retirement. But only 49% said they feel like they're getting by and they feel like they're just getting by and unable to save for retirement. And I mean, I've seen numbers for people who are like my age, like you should be expected to have at least $2 million saved by the time I retire, by the time like I'm 60 in my 60s, late 60s, that like Mike and I should be preparing, if not more than that, to have like $1 to $2 million saved.
Wow. How are you at saving, my friend?
We're getting there. I would say, like, for me, I am back on course. Like, I did really well in my 20s in saving when I was working in tech and making money.
Yep.
And then for about 4 years when I was like, I want to be a content creator.
Yeah, let's do that.
and trying to work my way into figuring out what that actually meant, I was certainly not saving and just making enough to, like, pay my bills.
Yep.
And now with a steady job, like I'm back to the point where I'm doing pretty well at saving 10% of everything I make.
Good for you.
Which is great. But I'm also, you know, like, I don't know if that's enough to have $1 million 30 years from now.
Much less 2 million.
Yeah. And so, you know, in reality, there is a lot of people who they just think of, they know they should, but it is not necessarily realistic based on how much they're making and how much cost of living is.
Exactly.
So, all right. Well, before we go to break, I want to put out the trivia question. So if you know the answer to this, you can win tickets for Saturday night's Brewers game against the Atlanta Braves. This is the question. Many of us know that the Braves were in Milwaukee before they were in Atlanta, but what city were they in before they were in Milwaukee? So what city were the Braves in before they came to Milwaukee? 844-967-2789. If you know the answer, you got two tickets for you with your name on it for Saturday night's game against the Atlanta Braves at 6:15. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Goes on the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
This summer, 540 AM W.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 54 overnight under clear skies, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 81, mainly sunny. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 57. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Oh, were you there? I called them back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And before we get to the headlines, the good, the bad, and the interview of the year, we are asking a trivia question for someone to win the Brewers tickets, two Brewers tickets for Saturday's game at 6:15 p.m. against the Atlanta Braves. And the question is, many of us know that the Braves were in Milwaukee before they were in Atlanta, but what city were they in before they were in Milwaukee?
844-967-2789 is the number. Tom from Mount Pleasant is joining us. Good morning, Tom. What is your answer?
And I didn't cheat, and I hope I'm right. Boston.
Boom! You did not cheat, and you were right. That is correct. The Braves were founded. The Braves were founded in Boston in 1871, as originally they were the Red Stockings. But by 1912, they were known as the Boston Braves. And then there you go. So good job. Congratulations. Who are you going to take to the game?
Well, thank you. Thank you. And so my father played for the St. Louis Brown Stockings.
Oh, wow.
And that was originally, yep. So baseball is my life, 55 years.
Oh, that's really cool. Gosh. That is really
that
cool,
is,
Tom.
That is very cool. Well, yeah, that is correct. Do you have someone that you're going to take to the game this weekend?
Well, I'm going to have to spin the bottle, you know.
Well, I hope you enjoy. The tickets are they're on the club level. They are great seats. It's very easy to get concessions when you're on the club level. And so when you go, don't forget to take a picture, tag Civic Media, tag us if you can. But I hope you have a great time, Tom.
And don't hang up, Tom, okay? I got to get a little info from you, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Well, there you go. Yeah. So, they moved to Milwaukee in 1953, with a roster of star players like Hank Aaron, Eddie Matthews, and Warren Spahn. I don't know if I pronounced that right. The Milwaukee Braves won the World Series in 1957. Despite the team's success, fan, attendance declined and the club owners moved the team to Atlanta, Georgia in 1966, where they obviously have been ever since. So that congratulations to Tom. But moving on to headlines for the day, the good, the bad, and the interview of the year. So the good, Governor Evers, we've talked a lot about on this show, the move to for like the literacy issues that we have right now with our school-aged kids and the push to change our how our public schools are teaching reading to more of a phonics-based lesson plan. And as of this week, Governor Evers has signed a sweeping reading literacy bill into law. So this is from WPR. Reading instruction for Wisconsin's youngest students will be revamped under a new law signed by Tony Evers on, this was yesterday. So the state's going to spend $50 million to create a new literacy office, hire reading coaches, and shift away from what has been known as balanced literacy to a science of reading approach. And so we've had Alan Borsick on the show a fair amount to talk about this. I know Quentin Claibon we've talked about this with. But it's basically the difference of now being, the kids will now be taught with more of an emphasis on phonics. And that's more through teaching them how to sound out words and letters versus picture, like memorization and reading through pictures and word cues and context. And so I think this is a good thing. I mean, at least we're doing something. I've been kind of harping on the fact that it feels like when it comes to education, there's a lot of attention and prioritization on things that don't move the needle, like bathroom bills and, you know, what songs you can sing. And so this feels like something that actually is productive and there's evidence as far as what could make the difference when it comes to reading and reading comprehension. So I think that this is a good thing. Now, the bad. So this is something that is budget related, which, you know, the budget has been signed into law. We're moving forward. There's, you know, it's done. And there was a lot of talk about the things that didn't make it into the budget as far as what was proposed for Tony Evers proposal originally. You know, there was like 500 different things that right off the bat were cut. And we've talked a lot about how different the Tony Evers proposal was compared to what the Republicans wanted to sign. And this one is something I don't quite understand why it didn't make it in. So, you know, Wisconsin is largely a state of small towns and cities. And we've talked a lot about the shared revenue bill, and that is, you know, that wasn't, was it was separate from the budget, but it did get done. So there is more money that's going back to small communities, which is good. But, you know, Wisconsin's small communities could be getting more money from, like, there's billions of federal dollars allocated to infrastructure and renewable energy projects. Like, upgrading drinking water systems, which we know is a big deal because of PFAS across our state, or like purchasing electric buses, or like there is a lot of money out there from like the infrastructure bill. But the but it takes applying for grants to get some of that money.
And that's a complicated process from what I understand.
I've never applied for a grant. And I think it's largely because I'm like, every time I've ever looked at an application, I'm going to like, this seems really hard. And like your imposter syndrome gets in there. You're like, I'm not going to do this.
But that's a job. Isn't grant writing a job?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. There is like at many nonprofits, like that is a job for a specific person, like knowing how to apply for these grants. And if you think about the amount of towns and villages that we have across the state that are, you know, population 5,000 people and less, let alone like 1,000 people and less, they don't necessarily have the resources to have someone dedicated to figuring out like the very like time consuming application process. So originally, and I don't know how this is like, I got this from Wisconsin Watch and this was only reported on recently, but in Tony Evers' proposal, he had a proposal in there for $960,000. So less than $1 million, less money than we are now giving the Packers to host the draft, which I'm in favor of, but I'm just saying to put into context of this is not that much money.
No.
And it was basically a creation of a 5-person resource team to help local governments identify and apply for federal and state grants. So it's basically the salaries for people who would help all these different towns,
these grant writers,
get money for projects in their towns. And it was just flat out rejected by the Joint Finance Committee. And with no, like, there's, and in it, there was no comment from any of the Republicans who rejected it of like, why?
Why?
And that just feels like most of these guys represent small towns or smaller towns that could benefit from a grant writing proposal team that like is a resource for the entire state to get access to funds that could help their communities that's outside of, you know, the general fund for Wisconsin. And I'm just so confused as to why this isn't a thing, especially when there is a lot of money out there
to be had.
And
it's almost like they don't care about these smaller towns and villages. And I am curious why more people who live in these communities who need assistance from the state and the federal government aren't contacting their lawmakers with regularity.
Yeah.
And I know it's an endless frustration and you probably only even get to leave a voicemail if that, but that's the only way things are ever going to change. Is for people to speak up and talk to your electeds about what you want them to do, not what they want to do, because they know better than you.
Yeah. But it just feels like an example of something that feels like it should be a no-brainer. It's like not, it was one, not that much money. Like the investment versus what the potential return on that, as far as paying 5 people to be an expert resource for towns across the state to then access more money for projects. Like, I just don't understand that calculus of like, nah, that doesn't seem like a good investment.
Yeah, too much. No, we're not going to spend that. That's fine.
But the $10 million for the RNC, which is now only $1 million, but you know, that was a better use of money. All right. Finally, interview of the year? Question mark. So from the same YouTuber who brought you the Kia Boys documentary, which has more than 6.8 million views on YouTube. Comes a hard-hitting interview with none other than U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Ron Johnson talked to
indeed
this
Tommy G
filmmaker. Okay.
So I will give credit where credit is due. The Journal Sentinel did write this up, Bill Glauber and Lawrence Andrea, but I did hear this on Devil's Advocates yesterday. They were talking about this, and I was like, wait, what? So this is a guy, sorry, I have his YouTube up. So this is a guy, Tommy G, who on his YouTube says, I make the craziest documentaries on YouTube. He has 800,000 subscribers. And I think he came on a lot of people's radar last year when he made a YouTube video slash what he calls a documentary.
Not a documentary.
Of hanging out with Kia boys in Milwaukee. Who are stealing cars. And, you know, he did it. And it went mega viral. Like I said, it has like 6 million views. But I think specifically in Milwaukee, there was a lot of debate over the fact that here's this kid, despite all of the journalists that we are employed in the Milwaukee area, who got such access to these kids that is like wreaking havoc on the city, and how he got them to talk to him. And it was, you know, it was kind of a big deal as far as what he made with that. So now he's gone to DC in the attempt to investigate corruption in Washington, D.C., and it featured only one lawmaker, Ron Johnson.
Wow. Because
Ron Johnson was the only member of Congress who agreed to an interview.
Boy, Ron's looking for any outlet except for civic media, right?
I guess. Well, he used to go on the Devils, I guess, with some frequency.
Not anymore.
But it's a 20-minute documentary. We'll link it in today's show notes if you're interested. But a lot of the questions are, you know, they're about Jeffrey Epstein. They're about who actually killed JFK.
Oh, okay.
Tapping into
hard-hitting,
a little bit of the hard-hitting
current
stuff,
topics and issues.
And, you know, not surprisingly, Ron Johnson did say it's certainly possible that the government was involved in the JFK assassination, and that he is it's certainly very fishy about the death of Jeffrey Epstein, and that we should look into that more, and that, you know, he actually thinks that Robert F. Kennedy is a remarkable character, and they share a lot of views about the coronavirus pandemic. So
that's good to know.
There you go. Tommy G asking the hard questions of Ron Johnson on his new Investigating Corruption in Washington, D.C. documentary. All right. When we come back, three headlines and a lie. Jane, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We'll be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
k.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show. July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 57. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 81. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Lows dip down to about 60. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. 82 Saturday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 84 Sunday, chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we are going to play our weekly game of three headlines and a lie.
All right.
So three of these headlines are real and one is fake. So we're going to see if Jane can spout out the fake one. You are always welcome to play along at home and see if you know which one is real and which one is fake. So, Jane, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. So number one, sea turtles have 3,000-year-old routines.
Hmm. So they go to the same.
I have no more information than that.
go to the same seaweed patch. Okay. So sea turtles have habits they follow for thousands of years.
Thousands of years.
Okay.
3,000 years.
3,000 years. Okay.
All right. Number two. Expect more fish with human-like teeth as a result of extreme heat waves.
Now, I know that there was a fish that was recently found, I think, in a pond in Florida that had human-like teeth. But this was some exotic animal, again, that some knucklehead released after they didn't want it in their fish tank anymore. So I'm okay. That's all right. That's the second one. I am not feeling solid on this today.
All right. Number three, Wiz Khalifa throws out first pitch at Pirates game while on shrooms.
Okay.
I wonder how good his aim was.
Maybe it improved.
All right. And number four, virtual pet website Neopets plans $4 million comeback.
These are tough. Usually I feel I have a better grasp on the news.
All right. I will read all four again.
All right.
Number one, sea turtles have 3,000-year-old routines. Number two, expect more fish with human-like teeth as a result of extreme heat waves.
Oh, freaky.
Number three. It's like I'm trying to imagine. Sometimes I've seen photoshops of like babies. And they give them like a full smile or like
with
real eyebrows,
teeth.
Like an adult's eyebrows. You're like, God, that looks weird. Number three, Wiz Khalifa throws out first pitch at Pirates game while on shrooms. And number four, virtual pet website Neopets plans $4 million comeback.
All right. I'm going with the sea turtles is the one that's true.
That is true. You're trying to guess the one that's fake.
Oh, rats. And here I thought I had it all locked up, Kristen. One of those.
So many times.
I know. I know. There's a lot going on in here.
I know.
Okay. Sea turtle is true. Wiz Khalifa is probably true. I'm going with the The lie is the fish with the teeth.
Ding, 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 ding.
Really?
You got it right. Yes, that one is fake.
Wow.
The other three are real, though. But yeah, so no, you don't, at least for now. I would like to hear more about this other random story you found with a fish with human-like teeth.
Yeah, that was just freaky. I think it was in Florida. I'll see what I can find.
Of course it was in Florida.
Well, everything, right? Everything happens in Florida.
But yes, sea turtles have 3,000-year-old routines. Marine reptiles visit the same foraging grounds millennium after millennium. So there you go.
Oh, it was in Oklahoma.
It was in Oklahoma.
It was in Oklahoma, a pond in Oklahoma. Oh, my God, Mom. I thought he was just being dramatic. Mom said in the, this is the neighborhood pond. We're used to catching bass or catfish. Nothing like human-like teeth. Charlie landed a pacu, a fish that is the cousin of the piranha and whose outsized teeth have struck fear in swimmers. It's a native of South America, but we're swimming in this pond in Oklahoma City.
Oh, they are really ugly.
Yes, they are very ugly, except to other pacu, I'm sure.
I'm sure they're very attractive to other pacu, but
they really do look like like human teeth on the bottom. It's freaky.
Yeah. If you want to look it up, it's PACU, a pacu fish. Pretty ugly.
Yeah.
If I gotta, sorry, but call a spade a spade. All right. And then, yes, indeed, Wiz Khalifa throws out first pitch at Pirates game while on shrooms.
Not a surprise.
Shroomed out, shroomed out throwing a baseball is crazy. So that one is true. And then, yes, Neopets, which I've never heard of,
but
virtual pet. Pet website Neopets is planning a comeback. Launched in 1999 by British developers, the site let users care for cartoon pets, chat, and play games. But after Viacom bought it for $160 million in 2005, the site failed to keep up with the times and many elements stopped working. Now, Neopets is promising a new era with $4 million of funding to remake the site and bring back 50 classic games on July 25th. Do you think they're going to bring it back Tamagotchis?
I don't think so.
That was probably, you probably never.
I was way too old.
That was,
I was
you were
way too old
for Tamagotchis.
Yeah, no.
But so there you go. So that is three headlines and a lie. And you nailed it.
I am really, it was tough. This week was tough. Like I said, I usually feel like I'm better plugged in into odd news, but some of those got away from me. So it was a good guess. It was a good guess.
It was a good guess.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's your daily reminder that indeed we are still doing civic media, our blood donation challenge. So as a reminder that all you have to do is sign up to donate blood anywhere in Wisconsin.
That's convenient for you.
That's convenient for you.
Yep.
Take a selfie of you donating blood. Post it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, using the hashtag CivicPints, and you get entered to win many prizes, either Milwaukee Brewers tickets. We have Wisconsin State Fair tickets. We have swag bags of Civic Media merch. But also you just get to be a good person and help out with the shortage, the massive blood shortage that we have in Wisconsin right now, and do it for me because I found out that I cannot donate blood while pregnant. And so
you're stand in for Kristen.
Stand in for me because I would if I could, but I can't. So just a reminder, we've actually extended that into August because, fun fact, even though the FDA has changed guidelines for men who have sex with men to now be able to donate, some of the blood donation centers are a little behind on their questions that they need to ask. So that changes for the Red Cross on August 7th. So we're extending this so more people can be included. All right, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, public cervix announcement. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.